fear of darkness.
Yep, that was the only thing.
As you know, I like them videos. So I want to start off with this here video. Because I said the title of my message is We Have Victory in Christ. And I found the spoken word that spoke to that victory. Because sometimes we don't recognize it ourselves, so sometimes we got to hear it from someone else. So, girl, if you can cue this video up for us, please, thank you.
You got to hit the power button. You have to hit the power button.
The Lord gave us power over fear, death, and sin. He freed us with his perfect love. And now the enemy, he can't win. You see, we have the victory. It doesn't matter how hard you fought. Jesus has won the war for you. And the devil,
you gotta hold it.
He has squat. Zilch, nada. He just lies to people so they think they've lost. But in reality, Jesus bought us freedom from the devil. And for us, it was at no cost. He paid for our authority. Jesus, God's only begotten Son. And when he yelled, "It is finished," there was nowhere the devil could run. If they only knew what was about to be unleashed, they wouldn't have killed the King of Glory. In fact, the devil was deceived to think that he could write a different story. Now he has been overcome, and his curse is defeated, and beside the throne of God is a right where we're seated. We're free from sin, from sickness, and from poverty. And when the enemy tries to mess with me, I refuse to let it bother me. Satan is rendered helpless because my God.
I'm trying to get halfway through the scriptures.
I gotta hit the highway. And yes, it tastes so very sweet. Hallelujah to the King. Our majesty on high, he's redeemed us from all bondage and from the father of lies. He overcame the world and defeated darkness with his light. Now I stand with Jehovah Gabor, and all of my battles he will fight. What our God says goes, and he says that the curse is now broken. His word says that we've won. So rise up, child of God. Your Father has spoken.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Your Father has spoken. Uh-huh. We have victory in Christ. The battle is already won, family. See, we've been on the theme, the new covenant. And Pastor, we've been speaking about this for these past couple of weeks. And we want to get you to understand that in this new covenant, we have victory.
Yeah.
We have victory in Christ, not in ourselves. In ourselves, we failed over and over again. And this is the dilemma that we have. And this is something I want to talk to you about today. And Paul talks about it in Romans. And because, see, there's a dilemma that we have in ourselves and that we have to get past. And until we recognize it, that this battle of the flesh, this battle of this vessel, this broken vessel that we have, that only God can get us past. Only through him, because if we could figure it out, it wouldn't be an issue, right? It wouldn't be a problem if we had an answer. But we don't have the answer. And that's why we got to turn to God, who has the answer, and the people he placed in our lives to help direct us and help us in that area. So we can get past this and recognize the victory that we have. We see, God has already, he already has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And it's a success. It's for our good. It's not for failure. It's not for poverty. It's not for none of those things. See, that's the trick of the enemy. And this is what Paul is dealing with the Romans about. He's talking to them in Romans. He's talking to them about this here dilemma. If you could turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 12. You see, we've been talking about this opportunity. We just celebrated Thanksgiving. You know, and too often we're not thankful every day for the little things. Because the enemy shows us the things that we're dealing with in our present situation. So instead of looking past that and just being thankful for what he's done and what he's doing, and using those as bridges to go to that next level, we focus in on what's not right. And as that young lady just spoke, that's the trick of the enemy. He's a deceiver. And too often we're looking at what we see and not looking through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. You know, a couple of weeks ago I spoke about the Holy Spirit. You know, and there ain't no boogeyman, and ain't nothing. That's that unction that God has given us. Those who know him, that speaks to us about what is right and what is wrong. You know, I talk to the kids all the time. You know the difference between right and wrong. And when you make a decision to do wrong, that's a choice. And too often, the enemy gives us excuses on why we make those choices. And we run with it. We use it to stay in our mess. We use it to justify our wrong. Wrong is wrong. We can't make it right. Regardless of all the excuses we try to come up with on why we reacted or responded the way we did, God tells us it's still wrong. Just imagine if God treated us that way. Just imagine if he didn't have that forgiveness and understanding in his heart for us and responded based off of what we did. Many of us wouldn't be here now. I know I wouldn't. Because I failed over and over again. But God. So here, and I'm coming out of the Amplified. And it says, so then, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but not to our flesh, our human nature, our worldliness, our sinful capacity, to live according to the impulses of the flesh, our nature without the Holy Spirit. For if you were living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. It ain't no question mark. It's straight to the point. You are going to die. But, now you know when you hear that but, that erases all was before it. So it says, but if you are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the sinful deeds of the body. You will really live forever. Forever. Who want to live forever? See, God has given us the opportunity to live not according to our flesh, not according to how we feel or what we think, but he's given us an opportunity to live according to the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of each and every one of us. And those of you who are here right now, who are out there right now, you are tuned in because you're opening yourself up to receive the Holy Spirit. And you pressed and you pushed in spite of what you may have been going through to get here, to hear the word, to receive what God has for you. Because you want something more than what the world is giving you. And I'm here to tell you that God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and you have victory in spite of what you may feel like, what you think, or what the situation may be in your life at this moment. There's victory.
Yeah.
Not in yourself, but in Him and through Him. Family, we all here can relate to this because we at some point were partakers in sin nature of the flesh. And we battle with this sin nature. We will battle with this sin nature until we are free of this flesh. However, I want you to know that we have victory in this battle, even in the flesh. We have victory. You know how we know? Jesus was evident. The disciples were evident. Paul was evident. You are evident. You're here now. You know what you've been through. You know what it could have been. But in spite of, God saved you for a time such as this. Family, you need to be excited. We need to be excited and so thankful because we know what it could have been. But He saved us in spite of ourselves. And because you're here now, you open yourself up willingly to receive what He has for you. But just like Paul says, this battle is not going to stop. We're going to have to fight each and every day. Because the enemy wants to stop you from being purposeful in what God has for you. Family, turn with me to Romans. And we're going to stay in Romans. Romans 8:15. We're just going to go down in this chapter because this is so powerful. Because Paul wants us to see the victory. God wants us to see the victory. And we're going 8:15 through 17. And it says here, "For I have not received the spirit of slavery, leading again to fear of God's judgment. But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship, by which we joyfully cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, assuring us that we believers are children of God. And if we are His children, then we are His heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His spiritual blessing and inheritance. If indeed we share in His suffering, so that we may also share in His glory." We share in His suffering. Why? Because He died for our sins. So anytime we sin, we are part of that suffering. But He's telling us also we share in His glory. We share in the inheritance that He has in store for us, those who take on the mind of Christ. renewing our mind, dying to ourselves, renewing ourselves in Him, no longer living as we lived before in the world, but living outside of the world, walking in His presence and who He's called us to be. Family, let us talk about God's sovereign. Sovereign purpose. And when we talk about sovereign, we talk about King. We talk about Lord. And Jesus is King. He's Lord. And He said this purpose in Romans 8:28. This is His purpose for your lives, for our lives. And this is how we know we have victory if we follow His course. He's given us the blueprint, the layout on how to walk in that victory. Is it going to be easy? No. It's not going to be easy. It's a battle each and every day. He says here, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us. Who is He deeply concerned? About us. Because all things work together. I'm going to say that again. All things work together. He ain't say some. He ain't say a little bit. He said all things. The good things. The bad things. See, we think the bad things that happen in our lives are not for our good. But some of them we bring upon ourselves. But God's going to turn them around for our good. And see, when we recognize that, see, when troubles show up, I'm like, God, what you want me to learn from this? Because He wants us to learn from some trouble that we've been in. That's how it turns around for our good. See, the problem is when you don't learn from it, you don't recognize the goodness of it. See, none of us like punishment from our parents, right? I know I did. But we know our parents had our best interests at heart. And see, we're experiencing those who are parents, we're experiencing that with our children right now, right? They think we don't like them, we're trying to stifle their growth and they can't be. But see, we know what's for their good. See, and this is what God is telling us. Let me continue. He said, because all things work together as a plan for good for those who love God. To those who are called according to His plan and purpose. See, we've been called. The key is, are we responding? See, He's knocking. But are we opening the door for Him? See, God is a loving God. He's not going to go against your will. If you deny Him, He ain't going to stop trying. Thank God. Thank God, because I know I didn't respond right away. It took some time. It took some maturity on my part to recognize that God had a plan and a purpose for my life, and that in myself, I continue to fail. And I didn't want to fail no more, not just for myself, but for those who God had in my life. See, your failure is not just your failure. They are lies connected to you. That's why he said he had a plan and a purpose for your life. It's not just about you. See, it wasn't just about Jesus. It wasn't just about the disciples. It was about for the people. They knew if they didn't do their part, there was lives at stake. And the same thing goes for you and I. If you don't do your part, there are lives connected to you that are at stake. Remy is here right now. And there's other young men in here. But I'm connected to them because of him. Because they see some change in his life. Did he get it all right?
No. Where's it at?
But they seen change in his life and they wanted what he had. They wanted that change for their lives. See, by him being obedient and responding to the call, other lives were affected. It's just that simple, family. It's just that simple. Let me talk to you about God's providence, his governing, his directing. See, because, see, God has purpose for us. And he never leaves us without guidance and direction. That's what the Holy Spirit is for.
She's scared to death.
And that's why we got to be tuned in. We got to be hearing what he's saying to us. And a lot of times it don't line up with our will. It don't. And that's why we resist it. That's why we be uncomfortable. That's why we continue to do what we want to do because it don't line up. But I want to tell you, it's for your good. Providence, meaning the protective care of God. Or nature as a spiritual power. No matter the trials we face, God is working all things together for our good. This does not mean everything will feel good.
So he was only right here 28.
But everything has purpose in his plan.
He might go back to that, but if not, he's
in the plan. Everything has purpose in his plan. So when trouble shows up, say, Lord, what you want me to learn from this? What you want me to get out of this? Because he wants you to grow. He wants you to move forward. Ah, family. Our calling. We are chosen by God and predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Victory starts with the understanding that we are called, justified, and glorified. We are called, justified, and glorified. He's justified your calling, and he's also glorified. But it's up to us to make a decision to respond to that calling. And sometimes we don't see the glory in it because we're still in our situation. But what we said, we talked about earlier about being thankful. Being thankful for the little things. Then he can add more to you. Because if you don't recognize the little things to be thankful for, how can he give you more? How can he give you more? We don't give our children more when they don't appreciate what you're giving them. They want more, but they ain't appreciating and respecting what you gave them already. And we coming on Christmas right now, and many of us spending some money we ain't really got to satisfy and justify their needs or wants, not even needs. Because they got some stuff that you bought them last year that they probably touched twice and put it to the side. Still look brand new. This is just like us. This is just like us. Not thankful for the little things. Not appreciative of the little things. I can remember when I was away and guys used to be going down to business and stuff like that. New stuff coming back. I'd be like, Lord, why ain't got that? He said, be thankful for what you do have.
That's right.
He said, because there's some other people who don't even have what you got. So you need to be thankful your situation ain't their situation. See, too often we murmur and complain about our situation and not realizing and recognizing there's somebody whose situation is worse than yours. So you got a reason to be thankful. And the key to it is, so long as you're not staying in that situation and you trust in him, your situation ain't going to stay that way neither. Am I talking to you? Family, listen. Unfortunately, many of us don't believe we are called because what we've been taught or told by the world or those who don't know themselves. Ask me how I know, because that was me. See, the key is our response. Victory is in your response. Many of us are here now because we responded to the calling of God. We responded because what we were doing wasn't working. And when we began to trust God, we began to see things open up. Actually, I know that was me. That was me. The more I began to trust God and allow myself to receive what he had for me and just be obedient beyond my own understanding, things began to open up more and more in my life. Revelation after revelation. Did trials show up? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Because a lot of things I was doing I never done before. See, it's easy to do things you're comfortable with. See, but growth comes with doing things you've never done before. That's when the stretching comes in. That's when you're going beyond what you think you can do. You know, that's like us as parents. We see our children. We know the potential. We know what they can be. But for them, they can't see it. All they see is what's in front of them. See, they haven't had the experience. They don't have the foreknowledge. See, a couple of weeks ago I told you, we only know in part. We only know in part. Because if God told us everything that he had in store for us, many of us would just run and hide. Y'all remember Jonah, right? Boy, he was running. He was hiding. He ain't want what God had for him. In part because he thought the people God was telling him to go speak to wasn't deserving. Wow. How many of us stop doing something that God called us to do because we think they ain't deserving of it? I've been there. That's where that forgiveness. See, we don't know why some people do the things that they do. We don't know their situation. We don't know. See, I thank God for Dr. Wills to just open himself up to receive me for who I was. For who I am, not who I was. See, because a lot of people base that. I lost a job because of my past. Not that my past was in my present, but they judged me off of that. But thank God we serve a loving God who doesn't judge us off our past. He based it off our present. See, because he knows the purpose and the plan that he has for you. And so long as you continue to walk according to his will and his guidance and direction, victory is yours. It's victory. You need to be excited if you're here today. Because there's victory in your future so long as you continue to trust God. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 31. As I said, we stand in Romans. We're just going to triple on down. And it says, what then shall we say to all these things? Now, what are all these things? That was a question I had. I'm like, what is all these things, Lord? What is all these things? And all these things are the different trials, the situations, all these things that we face in this life. That's what all these things are. If God is for us, I'm going to say that again. If God is for us, who can be against us? Family. If God is for you, who could be against you? See, so long as we walk in according to God's will, there's victory, even in the denial. Even when they say no. Say it again. It's just a delay. Do you stop? No. You keep pressing. Because if God said do it, you better do it. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. Man, look, we here at 1101 Delaware Street. We were in Newport. And that place got flooded out twice. Just imagine if Pastor Ray gave up then. Even when we went to Wilmington, he was denied the loan. But guess what? God always got a ram in the bush. He put somebody else in place to purchase the building and rent it to him. See, if you're purposeful what God has for you, he's going to make a way. And it's not according to the world. Family, all you got to do is just reflect on your own life. And you'll see where God has done some things that only he could have done. And too often we forget about those little things. Because trouble show up. And we get caught up in the stuff. And we forget we got victory in Christ. We already won. See, the enemy is a deceiver. And Pastor Tony, he played right here in the mind. And we can't give him no room. We can't allow him to play in our mind. We got to know that we have victory already. The gift of his son. God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us. This is the ultimate proof of his love and commitment to our victory. See, from the beginning, God wanted us to walk with him. That was his plan and purpose for our lives. But throughout the Old Testament, we continue to fail in spite of all the people he placed in our lives to show us something different. Once we got it good, we got out of the trouble, we went back to what we were comfortable with. Sound familiar? We get a little victory, we go back to what we're comfortable with. See, God wants us to walk in continual victory. That's how he gets the glory. That's how lives are changed. By us walking in that glory, that victory. Each and every obstacle that we go through. Those, you know, in the military, they get stripes. They get little recognition. See, unfortunately, in the body of Christ, the stripes that we get, people can't see. But the react in worldly, they can't see. But in the spirit, they can see it. They can see it in your walk. Your light is different. See, your light ain't so dim no more. It's a lot brighter. So each victory you get, there's a new light shining. See, these are our stripes. When your light continues to shine more and more, it gets brighter and brighter. You're not worried about walking into dark places no more because you know you bring light. See, those places where you couldn't walk before, now you can walk in victory. And those people who used to try to come on you with darkness, they don't even want to be next to you no more. We wonder why some people fall from us. Because that light is too bright for them. They're not ready for it yet. They're not mature enough to handle it. So they don't even want to be around you right now. And you got to be okay with that. That's when we're set apart. And hopefully they get it. Hopefully they get mature enough. And stop drinking milk and be ready for some solid food. Because God got more for them as well. See, it's not just for you and I. It's for all his children. Christ's intercession. Jesus is at the right hand of God, interceding for us, even when we fall short. Even when we fall short, he's speaking on our behalf. That's what he went to the cross for. Because he wants you to be saved. He wants us to be saved. He stands as our advocate. Walk in the boldness and confidence, knowing that God's power and favor surrounds you. See, that worship was his presence. See, God wants us to be walking and standing in boldness of who we are and who he is to us. With no fear of death. With no fear of anything that we're going to face. Knowing that we're standing on truth. His truth. Not our truth, but his truth. That we can stand in boldness, in victory, regardless of what we got to face. Knowing that there's victory on the other side. The unshakable love of God. Turn with me to Romans 8:35. See, God love is undeniable. You know, those who have children, you know that love that you give to your children that's just like, regardless of what, that there's no shaking or breaking that love. Regardless of what they do, they always going to be your children. Even in their failures, they still your children. And you still love them. In spite of it. It says here, who shall ever, let me say that again, who shall ever separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulations or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. However, we can separate ourselves. We can separate ourselves. It all comes down to a choice. It's a choice. And we have to make that choice. Because God has given us victory. He's given us victory. But it's ours to choose. Everyone, what the world has or what God has. For me, in my house, I'm choosing the victory in God. Later, for what the world got to offer, I want my victory to be in God. Because, see, God's victory is everlasting. The world victory is just temporary. It's fleeting. It's fleeting, we know. It's fleeting. Paul lists his hardships. Tribulations, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, to emphasize that no external forces can separate us from God's love. Nothing. See, no external. But we can separate ourselves from it. It says here in verse 37, more than a conqueror. Through Christ, we do not just survive, we thrive. Our victory is not defensive, but it's an overwhelming triumph. He said we are more than just conquerors. See, many of us are here because we went through some trials. We went through some tribulations in our lives. But in spite of, we still here. Walking victorious. Is it perfect? No. But it's better than it was. And so long as we keep striving, it's going to continue to get better and better. The certainty of God's love, Paul concludes, with the crescendo of assurance. Neither death, life, angels, demons, present, future, powers, heights, depths, nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God. Verse 38-39. None of that can separate us. Family, the victory is ours. We are walking in victory. So we have so much to be thankful for. Not because of ourselves, but because of Christ. He's given us that victory. And so long as we walk according to God's will and allow the Holy Spirit, because Christ is no longer here, He sent us another comforter, a helper, to help show us and guide us. But we have to open ourselves up willingly to receive it. Live without fear, knowing that God's love is the foundation of your victory. Let His love embolden you to face challenges with hope and faith. In closing, victory in Christ is not dependent on our circumstances, abilities, or effort. It is rooted in God's internal purpose, His unshakable love, the finished work of Jesus Christ. And let His truth anchor your soul and propel you to live in boldness, faith, and joy. And my call to action for you, for every single one of us, if you're struggling, remember, you are more than a conqueror in Christ. If you're doubting, rest in assurance. Nothing can separate you from His love but you. Let us go forth living victoriously, knowing that the battle is already won through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let the house say amen. 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 Listen. Listen. I want to take this opportunity to just pray with anybody who is going through a battle, who are doubting, who are questioning, who just are unsure of how they're going to get through. Because I can relate. I understand. I'm still battling to this day, each and every day. We're going to be battling until we leave this earth. So long as we're in this vessel right here on this earth, we're going to be fighting each and every day for victory after victory after victory. But I'm here to tell you that we already won. You already won. But it don't mean you ain't got to fight. It don't mean you don't have to fight. See, that's what? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about that armor. See, God is preparing us for the fight that we're going to be in. So long as we're here on this earth. Because this battle is not just for us. There's other lives connected to us. And that's what I want to pray with you about, because it's not just about you. It's about lives that are connected to you. Had I not submitted myself to God, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be able to touch the lives that God has allowed me to touch. You wouldn't be able to touch the lives that you're allowed to touch. If you would have gave up, if you would have fell short to those battles that you had to fight, that you're still fighting. But I'm here to tell you that there's victory. We have victory. It's already won. And I want to pray with you. I want to stand in a gap with you. The word already told us that Jesus already sitting at the side of God, sitting with God, intercessoring for us. He's petitioning for us, for you and I, for victory that we continue to receive what God is saying to us. And the only one that can stop that from happening, from us having that victory, is us. God don't give nobody else that authority over your life. He said, He's given you dominion. You dominion. So if that's you, if you need somebody to pray with you, I'm here, Pastor Bruce is here. We're here. We want to pray with you. We want to let you know that you got victory in Christ. So whatever dilemma, whatever situation you're going through, there's victory in it. You have to go through it? Yes, you have to go through it. But you're going to come out victorious. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Well, if all hearts and minds are in agreement, let us pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this word of victory. That we don't have it in ourselves, Father God, but we have it in you, Father. We thank you for allowing your son to go to the cross on our behalf. It's not based off of what we do, it's based off of what you've already done.